Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hump day.
Vinny is feeling pretty good after his second vaccination.
Yep.
No.
In fact, I got a lot of people writing and asking on text how it's gone or whatever.
Right, right.
And I feel pretty good. I did a bunch of water. I did vitamins D, C, and zinc.
Nice.
On top of
nice.
My regular...
Almost like pre-treating for a cold.
Right, exactly right. And so I got my shot yesterday at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And oh, so far, on, so man. Good, right?
Where's my... It's 1 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't have that ready. I had. Jeez, I was getting ready for you doing the chicken wing, because you're doing the chicken wing.
Oh,
you know?
I did do the chicken wing. You're right. And my arm's okay.
That's what I was queuing up. That was, you doing the... It's actually Vinny doing the chicken.
He does a pretty good chicken.
Yeah.
Convincing.
Anyway, I feel pretty good. So I woke up this morning. Well, first of all, I didn't sleep great, but that was the side effect from the last time I got the shot. And from what I've heard, some people are like, it knocked me out for 3 days. And I thought, oh, if only.
Right.
I'd love that. I could really use 3 days of sleep. That'd be incredible.
Yeah. With an excuse, too. You'd be like, I'm so sorry, but I am not well, and I am going to sleep for 3 days.
It didn't happen for me, though. So anyway, I feel pretty good. My arm's a little sore, but I chicken winged it out. And I'm still in the window, though, for headaches and other symptoms. So we'll see how it goes up until, you know, about the 24-hour mark. You're still looking at a possibility for side effects.
Something could kick in this afternoon. Mm-hmm. All right. So Celebrity Trash is brought to you by your mom. Thanks, Mom.
Your mom sizzles.
One mom is going to win a two-night stay, a $100 dining credit, and a spa gift from the Claremont Club and Spa. That is Fairmont Hotel, and they've really stepped up to help us out. We're also going to name the radio station after the winning mom on Mother's Day, which will be fun. You tune in to Alice that day, and it's Janice at 97.3. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Nominate your mom or nominate yourself. Nominate any mom at radioalice.com/contests. The LV Raiders, that's what they're known as. They got dragged for tweeting. Surprise. Twitter, it'll get you in trouble. They tweeted, I can breathe for 2021 after the Derek Chauvin guilty verdicts came down yesterday. Mark Davis, the team owner, came right out and said, I did that. That was my tweet. He said he only had the best of intentions. He says, I take full responsibility for that. I was driving home from a meeting when the verdict came in. Soon after, I was listening to George Floyd's brother, Philanese. How do you say his name?
Phil.
Phil. He said, today we're able to breathe again. I took my lead from him. In my mind, that was all I needed to say. I can breathe. Mark Davis also said he's not apologizing for it unless a certain circumstance arises, and that would be if it offended the Floyd family. He said, I would feel very badly and apologize if that happened. But he felt like, I'm not apologizing for this. But of course, everyone had their thoughts on it because it's Twitter. Mm-hmm. You know, you can say
what was the negative side to that? Because he's white?
I guess. Just that, you know, how dare you? I can breathe.
Okay.
And it was
we're all finding this out as we go. And I actually think it's unfortunate that in many situations where you see someone thinking they're showing support, they find out they've not done that at all.
They've stepped in it because it's Twitter.
But they don't mean to. And that's the part where it's unfortunate, because I do think if, like, look, I don't care about the Raiders and I don't know that guy. But I do think if he's trying to show support and he gets dragged, that's okay. Well, he needs to learn, I guess.
Yes.
I can't. I don't know what's wrong with that. So someone wants to say.
Yes,
I,
please
text us. I, of
course,
kept my yap shut and heard the verdict and went, okay.
You know what I don't need to do? Tweet about that.
I'm just reading a bunch of the responses. There's a bunch of people just saying, delete this, take this down. Somebody else says, the police shot a 15-year-old black girl. The jury was reading whatever. It's not time to breathe easy yet. Stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's not. You know, this is the tip
of the
iceberg.
Well, I definitely heard people who were reporting on the verdict say, this is the first time I've, you know, breathed freely, or the first time I've been able to exhale, or that's been part of the reporting that I saw. Mm-hmm. But there are also black people saying that. So maybe, you know, we should just stay the hell out of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
On to things that don't matter nearly as much,
okay,
but are still awesome. Ted Lasso season 2.
So good.
Is coming in July. That is this year in 2 months. What is it now? It was 3 months. So in 3 months, mm-hmm. Ted Lasso season 2 is back, and they have released a 2-minute trailer, which I've watched twice like this.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I didn't know they did that. Where's that at? Is that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
Yep.
All right. So it looks just as charming as last year. As you know, they were relegated, right? They got taken down a league when they didn't win at the well, spoiler alert.
Sarah.
No, whatever.
Oh,
either people are into the show or they're
Sarah.
Not. But so it's about that battle and their, you know, their journey, but it's not about winning, as you know, with Ted Lasso. It's about what's supposed to happen, and it looks just as charming as the last one. And the trailer is out. The official Ted Lasso account on Twitter said, "I always hear the question: who let the dogs out? Who? With respect to the Baja men, I prefer when the dog." I prefer when let the dogs out. When? Because guess what? Greyhounds, our second season starts 7/23. Can I get a ba amen? That's what I used to think they were called. When? When?
That's very exciting. You know, we have friends. Oh, you know the McCutcheon. Well,
I
know of
the
McCutcheons.
Right, sure.
Anyway, we loaned them our copy of Ted Lasso. And then, weirdly, like, somehow we're invested in whether or not they watched it and loved it, right?
And? Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, so that we loaned it to them, and we're like, all right, well, you know, they have 3 kids and lives and things to do, so yes, we'll give them some time. After about, like, a month, we're all, you know, me and the missus, you know, in random conversations, did you hear if they like that? We finally saw them over the, you know, a couple weekends ago, and we were like, hey, so what'd you guys, oh, we haven't gotten to that yet. And we're like, oh, man.
Well, because
dang,
that's the thing. You would know if they had watched it, because if you start watching it, you finish it that night. You finish all 8 episodes or 10 episodes or whatever it is. You finish it all. Is this going to be, did they, when they first, because I was late to the Ted Lasso thing. So they were all there, and we watched them all, I think, in a weekend. Will they be dropping weekly? Because they do that on, is this an Amazon show? Where is this?
It's on Apple TV.
Apple TV. It is episodic, isn't it?
Yeah, because the morning show and this other show, I forgot.
I may actually wait until
so
they're
it says,
all there.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's like every Friday or something they drop episodes.
Apple's likely to release the first 3 episodes on July 23rd.
Oh, if they do them 3 at a time, that's nice. Because that's the thing. They're only 25 minutes long, each of these episodes.
Yeah, they're pretty short.
They're really too short to be waiting a whole week for, like the old days.
I like going through it slowly. I felt like, you know, that goes back to that feeling you have when you finish a good book or a good series. It's over and you've just... You didn't even let yourself enjoy it almost.
But I want to have a whole night of it. You know what I mean? Like, if you just watch half an hour of it, now you have to move on to something else, and then it's not like a fresh taste in your mouth. Like, I actually think that dropping 3 episodes at a time that's a good amount, right? That's like movie length.
They don't say 3 at a time. They said 3 the first time. So maybe it might be 3 and then 1, 1, 1, 1. I don't
just
know.
Just hook people and then screw
them
over.
Just to hook you and... make you wait.
On the other hand, I don't want it spoiled for me either, so I, you know, I probably want to keep up.
12 episodes.
12. Ooh. Nice. How many did they do last season?
10.
Oh, extra episodes. Yay.
Oh, yeah.
God, it's a really good show. It's if really, you haven't really seen good. It and you're tripping out, like, what are these guys into? It's good. It's really good. Ted Lasso is excellent.
Ted Lasso's great. Mm-hmm. The wait continues on Stranger Things. Season 4 probably won't premiere until 2022. And
those kids are all like fully grown up now.
Well, that here's the thing. The last season of it, season 3, came out in July of 2019. So it'll be 2 years this summer, which means those kids are all 2 years. They were little when this mm-hmm. thing started, the 12-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And by the time the third season came out, they were all more like 16-year-olds. And now if they haven't even taped it yet and it's not going to come out till next year, we're talking about people who are on the cusp of legally drinking. Not quite there yet, but still. So they're saying season 4 is not expected to premiere until at least next year. I guess Finn Wolfhard, who plays Mike Wheeler on the science fiction horror show, he was asked when people can expect the next one. He says season 4 should be out sometime next year, hopefully. David Harbour, who plays the sheriff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And actually, boy, season 3 ended with him in a weird place. I'm not. He was recently on set threatening to spoil plot details, so sounds like they may be filming it now, but 2022 is the debut. I don't know when. Maybe early in the year, but
didn't he take on a superhero role of some kind and hit the gym hard? Like,
I think he was the dad on the Black Widow. Isn't he in the Black Widow movie?
Maybe that's it. I don't know. Oh, you know what? That's been in the can for years now, hasn't it?
I think so.
The Black Widow. So maybe that's the timing's. Well, I don't know how that timing plays out, but.
Well, either way, there is going to be a season 4, it sounds like, but it's not going to be this year. Which is
I like him as the cigarette smoking.
Pot bellied. You
know. Yeah. I don't necessarily want to see him.
It's a really good character.
All jacked.
Yeah. Looks he's good, very though. Charming. There was one thing where I think after the first season or second season of Stranger Things came out and he was becoming really recognizable, he was so excited when TMZ caught him. Like, he was like, oh my God, you care about me? This is amazing. Yeah. And he starts joking around with him and stuff. I'm sure he's over it by now, but I mean, his first reaction was, it was just so darling.
He kind of skit, like, I'm going to walk away and
he goes,
act
I'll
like
walk away and act like, it, you know, I'll act like I'm all not into you and stuff. It was really, really
charming.
Cute.
Was
very charming. And we're talking about David Harbour, who I can't even think of what the sheriff's name is on that show.
Oh.
The names aren't important.
Let's see.
Jim Hopper. Oh, Jim Hopper. There you go. The Oscars are this weekend. They're on Sunday. Yay. I'm sure I'll watch. Won't I?
Will you?
I don't want to. I really don't.
I'll probably put it on for a few minutes, but I don't have a big investment in it. I don't.
No. I'll watch the YouTube clips.
They haven't lured me in with any particular host, right? I mean, that's one of the things you sort of go, all right, well, I want to see Chris Rock do his stand-up or whatever.
Right.
But and then as far as the movies go, I didn't watch a lot of the movies this
year
either.
It wasn't a great year for movies. Let's face it. It was the pandemic, and the pandemic is still going on in some people's minds. Other people, they're totally over it. Mm-hmm. Steven Soderbergh is the producer on this, and we had heard a little bit of an interview with him a couple of days ago talking about what's going to be different. Because initially they were like, you have to come to the ceremony. We're not doing any remote stuff. We're not Zooming in, so you can forget about that. They walked that back really quickly as everyone went, then our guy's not coming. And I think you want our guy at your thing. So the Academy is not asking Oscar attendees to wear face masks while the cameras are rolling. As soon as the cameras stop rolling, they want everyone to put a face mask on. So that's going to work out great. I guess don't breathe also while you don't have your face mask on. The news was announced Monday morning. There was a Zoom meeting with Academy reps, nominees, studio and personal publicists. The ceremony is being held at Union Station in downtown Los Angeles. It's being treated as a TV/film production, so masks are not required for people who are on camera. This is apparently some rule. when they're not on camera, they are being asked to put the mask on, for example, during commercial breaks. Everyone's supposed to put their mask on. Okay. The audience capacity will be 170 people. But what they're going to do is rotating people in and out of the ceremony. So if your category is coming up, you'll be escorted in and seated. And then, so this, I'm sure, will go very smoothly. Might be fun just to watch how they, if they can pull this thing
the
off.
The CF.
Right. Sounds like it's going to be one. So everyone will be rotated in and out. And once you get to Union Station, nominees will receive a personalized itinerary outlines what times they will be rotated in and out, when they'll be in and when they won't. Steven Soderbergh, he said that masks would play in the interview we talked about a couple days ago. He said masks will play, quote, a very important role in the story. If that's cryptic, it's meant to be, he said. That topic is very central to the narrative. As in, you got to have them under in the commercials and not while the cameras are rolling. There's going to be an abbreviated red carpet with only three photographers and a limited number of press outlets doing interviews, ABC, KABC, and E! News. There'll be some international outlets. Everyone's going to be really spaced out, it sounds like. They were also saying, I want to say they have to get three. It might have been for something different, but I think that, you know, you've got to test negative beforehand, and I'm sure the vaccination cards will be highly welcome. There's also a couple interesting facts about this year's Oscars, the maskless Oscars, they're being called, this Sunday. The BBC threw together a list of a whole bunch of geeky facts, so here's just a couple of the highlights for this. The Sacha Baron Cohen movie, Borat subsequent movie film, colon, delivery of prodigious bribe to American regime for make benefit of once glorious nation of Kazakhstan, has already set a Guinness World Record for the longest title of any nominated movie in history at 110 characters.
Oh, well, that's something to be proud of.
Sure.
Good for them.
So they've got that Oscar.
You know what's
record.
Weird? I like that guy, and I don't even care to push play on that movie.
I watched it. It's okay.
Like, I don't
it's
care.
It's really a lot more. It's more of the same, and it's even kind of silly. And the fact that these people are all getting nominated for Oscar nominations really speaks to how few movies were available this year.
Well, and the bummer, I'll say this about the Oscars this year. You know, you say you don't like to watch them. I'm not that interested really either. But I do think if you're in the movie business, it's super unfortunate that this might be your breakout year, and this is the year the Oscars are tragic. You know,
right.
That sucks.
Absolutely.
Because we all know these Oscars are a big time for people. They're like a coming out party almost.
Absolutely.
Like, here's, hello world.
Hello,
I'm a
world.
Big star.
Here's my work. Pay me more because I got an Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate.
The previous record for longest nominated title was Those Magnificent Men and Their Flying Machines, colon, or How I Flew from London to Paris in 25 Hours and 11 Minutes. Which was released in 1964 and came in at 85 characters. Hmm. Chadwick Boseman was nominated posthumously, and it's only the eighth time that's happened in 93 years. The previous ones are some names you don't know, like Jeannie Eagles, Ralph Richardson, Massimo Troisi, Spencer Tracy, and James Dean, twice posthumously, plus Heath Ledger and Peter Finch, who were the only two actors to have actually won the award after they'd passed. Chadwick and Viola Davis could both win for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. The last time the winners of Best Actress and Best Actor were from the same movie was 1998, when Helen Hunt and Jack Nicholson won for As Good As It Gets. Viola's up for Best Actress. She's only on screen in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom for 26 minutes and 41 seconds, which is actually less on-screen time than two of the supporting actress nominees. Viola is also nominated in the Best Supporting Actress category, or she was in 2009 for Doubt. She was only in one single 8-minute scene in that movie, and she was so good she was nominated. Let's see. There are 19 of these geeky facts. I'm not going to go into all of them, but you can find them on the BBC's website if you're interested. A lot of people really do love the Oscars. Corey Rosen is like, do you want an Oscar special? Should I do an Oscars thing for you? And Brent and I are like, I don't know.
Oh.
And just quickly, I want to squeeze in this Jeopardy story. The highest and lowest rated Jeopardy guest host so far, Ken Jennings, has so far been the best. He had a Nielsen rating of 6. followed by the producer, Mike Richards, who people did say was really charming. He was, mm-hmm. He's just a Jeopardy producer. He had a 5.9. Aaron Rodgers is third with a 5.6. That's after only 1 week of this, though. They didn't yet. Last week was his second week, and that hasn't yet come out in the ratings. Katie Couric is after him with a 5.5, and Dr. Oz had a 5.1. So coming up and starting this, Anderson Cooper is currently currently guest hosting. So I guess in the weeks to come, we'll find out how all these people do. But Anderson Cooper is hosting April 19th to the 30th. Then Bill Whitaker, who is a correspondent for 60 Minutes, he's doing May 3rd through the 14th. Somebody named Buzzy Cohen, he's a fan favorite contestant from years back. I guess he's real fun to watch. And he's going to do May 17th through the 28th. Mayim Bialik, that's Blossom.
Mm-hmm.
She, and also the Big Bang Theory. She's going to do May 31st through June 11th. Savannah Guthrie is from the Today Show, June 14th through the 25th. And Sanjay Gupta is going to do after that, but they're not giving his exact date. So those are the upcoming guest hosts. They're going to do these guest hosts for a while.
I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, I haven't. I see clips. That's Buzzy.
Yeah.
He's a fan. He looks like he's actually, I kind of like the look of him. Mm-hmm. Dorky looking, little round glasses.
He looks like a high school teacher. Like, he would be history.
Maybe, a good looking high school
maybe
teacher.
Maybe AP Gov. That's what I'm going to go with.
All right.
AP Gov. I was thinking math or science.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Sure, one of those. It'd be Bill Nye's protege. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, for starters, it's Santa Cruz County. I teased you with who's joining Marin in the yellow tier possibly very soon and then never did the story. So it's Santa Cruz County.
All right.
Jesus Christ, Vin. And then Scott Budman is up next, everyone, on the latest Apple products.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.